Okay, so I'm not able to report a crime that Adela Bell committed guardianship fraud and that she falsely accused me of sexual allegations, which I'm pulling up on my phone telling me that that is, according to Florida, it is a the state criminalizes individuals who knowingly and willfully make false reports of child abuse or influence others to do so. I'm the father. I'm telling you, I've never, ever, I have no history of sexual abuse with any of my children. I have four of them. So that would be the proof right there. They're 14, 15 years old, 12, 10 years old, 12 years old, and 5 years old. So I've never done that. I have no histories ever in my life. I'm 41 years old. That's hardcore proof that her allegations are false against me. What else would I need?
That's not proof. That's you saying it. Not saying you're wrong and you're not telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
But the truth and proof are not the same thing.
So what physical evidence do I need to show you that she made false allegations against me to terminate my visitation rights?
DCF would have records of the claims, right?
Yeah, when she called them. So I would need to access that record is what you're saying and maybe bring that record to you that
and
she made the claim?
Prove how that claim is false.
Okay.
That makes sense? Your word is a piece of it, but that's not...
So how does one prove that something never happened?
How does one prove something...
So DCF would have done an investigation, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they would have either sustained or unfounded a claim?
Perfect. Great point. Exactly what he said. I have the Department of Children and Families investigator, Tessa Walker, found no sexual abuse found after her report was concluded. Bingo, perfect.
Okay.
I'm here to report a crime, and you guys...
We don't have any of those. We don't have any of those files, any access to them.
I can show it to you. I got the report from DCF, Tessa Walker, that said there's no findings of sexual abuse.
Okay, so that's...
You following
not,
me?
But that, is that the reason why your child was taken away from you?
That's not the original reason, but this is the current reason why she's being... I'm not allowed to see her. I'm not allowed to have custody. That is the current reason based upon the false allegation. Even DCF said no findings of sexual abuse. You following me?
Have you reached out to DCF as far as this and...
Absolutely.
And
they are avoiding all my phone calls.
Okay. So you can petition the court. Okay, you guys should go to the courthouse and petition the court through the family court, which is who does like adoptions and all that stuff and all that legal side. That's who I would recommend you petition. Is go to the courthouse tomorrow, and talk to the family court side. Okay, because they're the ones that have all that paperwork as far as
to get the paperwork physically.
Right, but also to petition to get custody back.
Okay, thank you for saying that, but what does this have to do with her and committing a crime?
Okay, again, we don't have... Okay, so here's the thing. With DCF and the way that that works, okay, I need to see the actual complaint form, and that, I would like to read it.
That'd be perfect. Okay, so this makes sense. I'm following you. I give you a report from DCF claiming sexual abuse allegations against me. Boom. That's step one. Step two is that I show you DCF did their investigation with me and they found absolutely no findings of sexual abuse. A, B. Right?
Okay. So here's the thing. Then DCF has to determine, or whoever came out, has to determine if the allegations were malicious. That's the big one. Is that they have to prove that she maliciously and knowingly made false allegations, and then DCF would go through it and file charges.
So DCF will file charges?
As far as I know, yes. Because they would use that as that she used them as a tool, basically.
Yeah. And then, getting a monthly check every month.
So not from DCF, that's from the state.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a foster parent with the state of Florida. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the state placed your child with them. Okay. You have to go to the courts for anything like that. Okay. But as far as getting all the records from DCF, I'm not positive how that works. They may have you may be able to because you're a party in it.
Yeah, I know they have to give it to me. Yeah,
I
absolutely.
I don't want to tell you, they'll definitely give it to you and not be able to.
I know they have to.
I would go about it that way, okay? At this point, though, right now, I would say we can't report the crime of the false allegations.
Okay, so I'm missing the form that she made the complaint. I'm missing the complaint. Even though I can show you DCF said no sexual abuse, I need to show you she made the complaint, right?
Well, and I need DCF.
Unless it's in a report, different report,
well,
right?
DCF saying needs to say that they're able to see that she maliciously and knowingly made these false allegations.
So DCF would have to tell you guys that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it should be in their paperwork, I would think. I'm not 100% positive on that, but yeah.
But I'm not allowed to report the crime. DCF has to report
because
it.
We don't have proof of it at this point in time. Just from what you're saying, I understand you have your side that it was unfounded, all this stuff, but I can't prove or have any proof that she did it maliciously and knowingly.
Okay, so she has an escape clause if she can somehow say that she didn't do it maliciously?
Kind of, yeah.
Interesting.
Because if she says,
does that work for all crimes or just that crime?
It depends. So, well, like, if the child were to have said something, and she says, oh, this is what I was told by the child, I didn't look into it, but this is what I was told, and she makes a report, that's 100% clear.
So it wouldn't be enough that the child said in the DCF report that, no, my daddy never touched me, my daddy never did anything like that?
Again, I don't know the exact allegations or how the paperwork was done. I can't give you an answer on that.
Could you guys give me something saying you're refusing to write up a report for a crime? Can you give me anything?
We can give you an event number.
I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah, just write down the event number, give it to him.
Thank you so much.
Yep, not a problem. And it's not that we're refusing to write a report, it's that there's nothing to write a report on.
Right.
We don't have all...
It's like hearsay, right?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's actually exactly what it is. We just don't have all the pieces to be able to go down that road.
I wish they would have done that before canceling my visitation rights. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
just labeling me like that.
And that's DCF of the state of Florida.
So unfortunate.
That's a whole nother...
That's like child abuse, man.
That's a whole nother nightmare down the road.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a different conversation,
thing.
Right? Hey, I have a question, officer.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you guys mind doing a wellness check on my daughter? She's right down the street.
On South 8th Street?
Yeah.
So, at this point, you have no parental rights to the child, correct?
They have not been terminated. No, they have not been terminated yet.
Terminated?
No, sir. They have not been terminated. They're attempting to terminate.
Okay.
Attempting.
Okay. Give us 2 seconds.
Sure.
I'll give you a case number. I'm going to write a report.
All right.
Just based on the things that you told me.
Cool.
All right. This is going to be the case number it's under.
All right.
This is contact information. We should probably have this number. It's going to be the sheriff's office.
Yeah, that's the main number.
Yep, that's the sheriff's office. Anything references case number for this?
Right. So when I come back with more information and find more details, I can reference this.
You should reference this, and if someone, if it's not me, someone else could do a supplement to the case.
All right. Perfect. All right. And so may I ask the other officer? Could you guys, if you don't mind, please do a wellness check on my daughter? She's like literally right down the street,
okay.
Like maybe less than 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah, possibly. We'll just have to run it by sergeant.
Or do I have to call it in, or do you guys take care of it for me?
Just based upon the situation, and I'm not sure on how someone in your position could make a wellness check for your daughter. I'll just have to see, but if so, we can just stop by and make sure everything's good. I have your...
All right.
I'll take down your information.
All right.
I got your ID and stuff. I'll just get your number.
Yeah. Do you have her address? 1421 South 8th Street. 1421 South 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your number?
561-4031-2121.
Do you have a business card,
officer? I don't have one, I'm sorry. Does he have a business card?
Possibly, but if anything, that's me right there.
Oh, okay. Robin.
Let me fix my ID.
Okay.
District,
all right. Yeah, I definitely appreciate you guys coming out to talk to me. So frustrating trying to get justice, man.
I totally understand the frustration, how it could, you know, lead to, you know, wanting things, but it's a process, so you just got to go make sure you go about it correctly, and, you know, make sure, you know, the allegations you are providing, you just have as much proof, physical proof, other than your word. Not saying you're not honest and truthful, but, like, whether you go back to court, they're going to want to see, because this is all civil related, it's not really us.
Uh-huh.
You're going to want as much proof as possible. Physical proof, not just saying it.
Yeah, because she's... You know? Oh,
however,
yeah,
however you can come up with it, that's the way you gotta...
I mean, if I can prove that she did it maliciously, then it is a crime.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Thank you, brother.
No problem.
Be safe.